first time in your career hitting
two threes in a game, but it wasn't just the threes. I mean, you were working on the interior tonight. You just a really good all-around game. How comfortable did you feel, and do you feel like this is one of your best recent performances?
I was real comfortable, and there was a lot of emphasis in practice beforehand. So I just took everything that we went in practice and did and just applied it to the court, and the best outcome came. We won. So happened to do good, and yeah.
Do you feel you and Sean, I mean, obviously you're not playing with each other a whole lot, but you and Sean are playing well off of each other when you're both staying out of foul trouble and able to kind of bounce off one another for minutes, because you both had a big impact on the interior tonight.
Yeah, Sean's a really good player. He's a really hardworking player too, and I feel like we feed off each other energy, and that's like a thing that we've always had going on. So.
Yeah, Aaron, before a few days ago, Coach Diebler was talking about how he wanted more from you and Sean and the other bigs. Did he, like, challenge you in any way in these last couple practices? Talk about that, yeah?
Yeah, he always make it hard. He's, like, he likes to challenge people. He likes to, like, get in your face. He likes to talk to you a lot. So, like, he made sure that the key of the whole game was to be physical. So he made sure I was physical. He did little antics and stuff like that to make sure – I was on edge at all times. So really just gotta thank him for always like being that energy, making sure that I do what I'm supposed to be doing. So
yeah, is that something that you like when he gets in your face?
I love it. Love it. Love it.
And then Junie, like in the first half, I think you guys made 10 shots in a row. I think finished 10 of 12 from the half. Like, what is that like when you guys are just clicking and the perimeter and making 4 or 5 threes in a row? I guess walk us through like what that is like for you guys.
Oh yeah, I mean first and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But you know, we just was clicking. You know, the opposing team was talking trash a little bit. We feed off that. You know, we compete hard in practice and. That's just what we feed off, and that was a big mistake on their part. So, yeah.
For both of you guys, when you do hit a couple early shots or when you're connecting from deep and, Aaron, you're hitting shots, how does that change what this offense can do, and what does that show about maybe the ceiling for what this offense can be?
It changes the whole dynamic of the game, and I feel like us hitting shots, us being, like, hustling back on defense, us playing aggressive defense – that changes the output on the games. Either we're going to win by a lot or we're going to be in an ongoing battle with the team. So if we start hitting our shots and playing defense early, it's like it's a scary start.
Aaron was talking about coach challenging guys and liking to challenge guys. He's challenged you quite a few times, it seems. What does that do to maybe get you guys focused, and what kind of response do you see when he challenges someone like you or like Aaron?
We all want the same goal. You know, it's not, you know, one thing Deeb always told me is, you know, don't take it how like he's saying it, but just listen to what he's saying. So, you know, it's just, you know, just coming together and, you know, I got teammates picking me up when he's down, I pick him up, you know, and we all got the same goal. It's just trying to get the win. So at the end of the day, you know, him challenging us, you know, that's what we need. So, yeah.
Don't take how he said it, take what you said.
Yeah. Right there.
You can repeat it.
I don't know what you said.
damn, I forgot already. What's up? Yeah, don't take it how he said it. Take what he said.
It's mid-February now. Obviously, every win for you guys is very critical. Do you guys feel a different sense of urgency, especially coming off a tough loss in Nebraska? You guys need to start stacking wins. Do you feel a different sense of urgency? It looked like maybe you guys came out with that urgency today.
I mean, yeah. One of our best things is, you know, is fighting adversity. You know, you're gonna lose some, you're going to win some, but it's always short memory. So come out, get the next one. We lost, cool. Now we got to prepare for the next one. And that's the best thing about college basketball, you know. It's anyone's game.
Aaron, what did it feel like you have
did today? I'm sure maybe the last couple of weeks with the illness and, you know, it probably didn't help, you know, get the consistency you would like. But what does it feel like to have a game like this in a Big Ten game and kind of remind people of what the ceiling is for you?
Just keep going. I'm not going to stop here. Just keep going. Keep working, keep playing, keep praying, keep my faith. It's going to end good.
What have the last couple of weeks been like trying to get to that consistency?
Praying a lot, talking with my family, and just working, man. Like, just trying to be the best me I could be every single day, step after step, day after day.
You guys, after the Purdue game, Jake told us, he said, in this league, like, nobody's going to give you anything. If you want something, you got to go take it. And so tonight you guys win by 24. Is that what that looks like? Or I guess in practice, what does it look like to go take a win?
Being aggressive. That's all it is being aggressive and communicating and being a team. Like, the more we play together, the scarier it gets, literally.
As you look ahead to what's coming on Sunday, I guess, what are your thoughts on that matchup? There's a couple of different elements to that. Your early previews of what's awaiting you on Sunday.
We're just going to keep working, keep practicing, and just focus on the game plan and just keep on striving to do good things.
Oh, yeah, we need that. You know, me growing up from here, never really liked Michigan, so definitely need that one.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.